You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Welcome to Hello Somebody, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartMedia, where we rage against the machine, where we raise our voices against injustice and stand up for justice, where we embrace hope and joy with an optimism for a brighter, more just future. Each week, I'll be dropping knowledge, whether it's a solo episode from me or a hearty discussion with esteemed guests doing great things in spaces and places of politics, entertainment, social justice, and beyond. We get real, baby. I mean, really real. We get honest. We get up close and personal for you. Yes, you. Because everybody is somebody. Before we begin, I want to give a special shout out to my team. Thank you, Sim, Tiffany, Sam, and the team over at Good Juju Studios, Erica England, Pepper Chambers, the hot one, and my social media team. Hello, somebody. Welcome back. Well, well, well. And some more well. Look what we have here. Yeah, I want to stop by and take time to lift up the workers who are striking right now in this country. Standing up for workers' rights collectively by saying, hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we will not continue to take the crumbs from the master's table. It has been quite a sight to see. And it's Jonah Furman who has been holding it down in terms of making sure that we know what's happening with our labor sisters and brothers, family and friends, by giving us the details over details over details. It is beautiful to see workers standing up for their rights. And so at this moment and growing, there are over 22,000 U.S. union members are now on strike. And again, according to Jonah, we got 10,000 members of John Deere, 3,000 at the Columbia University, 2,000 at Buffalo's Mercy Hospital, 1,400 at Kellogg's. Yeah, Kellogg's. Tony the Tiger. That's it. 1,100
Alabama miners, 1,000 West Virginia hospital workers, 800 Scranton educators, 700 nurses in Massachusetts, 700 Kaiser engineers, 500 Ohio steel workers. I see you, Ohio. 450 West Virginia steel workers, and 300 machinists in New York. And I encourage you all, if you want to stay up on what is happening in the House of Labor when it comes to people striking and unifying and coming together to say, again, hell no, we tired of taking crumbs from the master's table, go ahead and follow Jonathan Furman. And that is at Jonathan Furman. And thank you, Brother Jonathan, for making sure that we keep up on what is happening in the world of our union sisters and brothers, family and friends. So let's talk about this, because, you know, for all the talk, especially coming from Republicans, that, you know, giving people more money during their unemployment benefits and making sure folks were taken care of, that somehow this was stopping people from going back to work. And what it really turns out to be is that on one hand, you have members in the House of Labor looking at their toil and what they've been giving up on behalf of these corporations and not getting a whole lot in return, and saying, we sick and tired of being sick and tired. Shout out to the one and only Fannie Lou Hamer, one of the greatest civil rights champions of the 20th century. And then you have other folks who are just deciding, you know what, I ain't got to continue to take this foolishness. I think between both of those factors, people who are on their jobs right now, working their hearts out, saying this ain't right, we deserve more. And then other workers looking at this moment, especially because of the pandemic, saying we ain't got to take this no more. Those two things are certainly fueling people's desire to stand up and say that our labor should not be in vain. Can I get a hello somebody on that? And all people are really asking for is a living wage. And that is not too much to ask for. It is certainly the right thing to ask for every generation, to expect a living wage. It becomes even that much more important during a global pandemic. That's what it is. And so what our country is experiencing right now is not just about how disappointed they are in the political realm, because God knows you got to keep begging people who are elected to office to do the right thing on behalf of the people. That is a problem. This is really about people coming to grips, because of the confluence of all of these variables, their worth, and demanding what they are worth. And I'm really happy to see it. And that people become more resourceful, that they understand that their happiness should not be traded away, that they should not have to work 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 jobs. Yeah, I'm keeping the numbers going up. Jobs just to make ends meet. And meanwhile, back in the hoods and misunderstood, they don't have the time to care for themselves if they are a family of one, or to care for their family if, in fact, they have a significant other or many significant others to take care of and to be with. We must, at this moment, understand that what wealth, true wealth is your health, is being able to have a job that provides you a living wage, is being able to experience love, is being able to buy a certified used car every now and then, be able to take a vacation every now and then. And if you have children, to be able to not only provide for them, but to also provide experiences that enhance their existence here on earth, also believing that they will have a better life than you. You have parents and grandparents that you care about. You want to make sure that they're, while they're here and during their natural lives, that they're not struggling the entire damn time. This is what this moment is about. And so folks ain't in no rush to be back in abusive relationships. And those relationships are with employers or jobs that just do not pay enough for people to really, really live a good life. And so workers all across this country are certainly sending a hell of a message to the powers that be that we are mad as hell and we are not going to take it anymore. And just thinking about the September job report, it offers for sure new evidence that contradicts all of them naysayers about the workers, especially them daggone Republicans. And not to make this partisan, but I'm going to make it partisan just for a little while, because they were the main ones talking that nonsense, who have, you know, again, said that the generosity, I put that in air quotes, of the unemployment benefits is what was keeping people away. Instead of understanding that people were waking up to their own value and their own worth, and they just decided that this is not the path that they are going to continue to go on. And, you know, millions of people have already lost that aid, as we know. The Congress limited that aid. They failed to the pressures of big corporations and corporatist types from both parties. And people are not getting that aid. It was significantly scaled back, and people still did not immediately return to work. And you still have those people who were continuously working, especially those who are unionized, standing up saying, we're not going to continue to do this. We do know that as much as people want to pretend like the Rona is over, it is not over. It is far from over. And even if it were, which it is not, the residual impact of a global pandemic is going to be felt for a very long time. But I repeat, let Sister S&T repeat, underscore, underline, bold, exclamation point. The COVID is not over. The Rona is not over. It is far from that. And yes, it continues to be a major factor in people's hesitancy to either go back to work, or also their hesitancy to continue on a course that does not give them a deeper quality of life. And low wage workers, you know, them folks that we called essential. I'm old enough to remember when they were called essential. And one breath, they call it essential. And then the other breath, as they are standing up for their rights, you got some folks telling them to shut up and basically keep dribbling. They saying, no, we're not going to do it. We are going to stand up for our rights. And I'm really glad that people are waking up to their worth and what they deserve. And poor people, working poor people do deserve to have a high quality life. Even if they're not putting six figures in the bank, they do deserve to live a good life. And that means getting rest. That means being able to travel every now and then. They ain't asking for it all. They just asking for a little bit. And it's based on the work that they are putting it in. And they are really, really putting it in. This great recession, there's still going to be a whole lot to be learned in many years to come. Social scientists will continue to talk about how the great recession played a part on what is happening right now. But I, sir and ma'am, and everybody else, I'm here for it. Glad to see workers waking up to their own value. And speaking of their value, as we continue to watch in that Congress, woo, Lord Jesus, y'all know when I start calling on Jesus, people who want elected folks who are asking for a part of a package, the part that really is going to percolate through communities all across this country, we got to wait on that. You know, part of the reconciliation bill will have a lot in it about, you know, child care, the tax credit, the child tax credits, etc. And it's stalled right now. They want people to wait. And we really are. And I will continue to remind you, to remind us, because everybody needs to be reminded, that we are the only country on the face of God's green earth, industrialized nation, that does not provide not only some type of universal health care, but also making sure that child care is safe and affordable. You know, they want to talk about a worker shortage. Well, how will people be able to go back to work and to go back to work in peace if they are parents or caregivers, not knowing whether or not their babies are being taken care of? How do we ask childcare workers to work for peanuts? We give childcare workers peanuts, teachers damn near peanuts. These folks are taking care of and caring for and educating our greatest resources, yet we don't want to pay them what they deserve and what they are worth. It is beyond immoral in a nation of this kind of wealth. And so when we think about women who are primarily the caregivers, not exclusively, but primarily the caregivers, them having to go back to work and the impact of the cost of childcare on them is a really big deal. And that is why the portion of the reconciliation bill that has the care economy portion is so vitally important, and it cannot wait. It does absolutely boggle my damn mind how people who have the most can sit up there and delay on the very parts of a package that should have been passed at the same time. And that is not to say that there are not some good things in that infrastructure bill. There are. But there are also some things that make you scratch your head in that infrastructure bill. But by and large, the infrastructure bill is not going to touch the main streets, our communities, in the way that the reconciliation portion, the care portion, the social safety net and climate portion of the reconciliation bill is going to do. And we must continue to push for that. So let me go on and shout out the members of the squad right now. The six members of the squad who held strong. The infrastructure portion was passed in the United States Congress just recently. And we know that some on the progressive side, namely the squad, held damn strong and said, we said we would pass infrastructure, but we need to have the reconciliation portion, also known as the Build Back Better portion, which I hate saying that. But I'm saying it because that's what they call it, must pass at the same time. They were tried last night and they meant what the hell they said, and they held up and said, no, we won't be voting for this. So if you have the means, the wherewithal, if you are on social media on a regular basis or even every now and then, I'm going to encourage you to go in and give a love, give a shout out, give an uplift, give a virtual hug to Congresswoman Cori Bush, to Congressman Jamal Bowman, to Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, to Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, to Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, to Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez. Shout them all up. Give them virtual hugs, virtual fire, virtual high fives, virtual fist bumps, because they did that. They stood up against the machine and said, I said what I said. The infrastructure bill needs to pass along with the reconciliation, and go on and send that reconciliation bill, a.k.a. the Build Back Better, a.k.a. the BBB bill, on over there to the Senate. And let's close this thing on up and do what is in the best interest of the people of this country. And they held strong. It did take an extraordinary amount of courage, because in that bill, again, child care, a universal pre-K, the expanding of Medicare for our elders to make sure that they have the vision, the dental, and the hearing. Can I just pause right there for a minute? How in the hell do we separate vision and dental and hearing for this long of a time that we are just getting a clue on the fact that elders within Medicare, which is an extraordinary policy that passed in this country many decades ago, hell of a policy, lifted many elders out of poverty. But how in the hell do we allow for the separation of hearing, dental, and vision from the totality of healthcare? All of those things are about our healthcare. So we didn't have a clue 20 years ago, or for whatever reason, 50 years ago. We got the clue now, more than 50 years ago, actually. I'm glad we got the clue now. So we need to expand Medicare and stand on that, the components of Medicare, and just go on and stand on that. And that means making sure that our elders and our elder adjacents, because 65 is the new 55, that they have the vision, the dental, and the hearing within the Medicare package that they need and deserve. And while we expand in the services of Medicare, let's just go ahead and go for Medicare for all. Can I get a hello somebody on that? Let's just do that. Long-term health care, paid leave. You know, paid leave is in the reconciliation portion. It was supposed to be 12 weeks. Now they negotiated down to 4 weeks. Just think about this in your own life, that if something catastrophic happens, or just even close to catastrophic, something of joy happens, a new baby comes into your family, into your life, don't you deserve the time to not have to worry about a job or being on that job and having the resources necessary to take the time to be with your child or children? That's a beautiful thing to do that. Maternal and paternal. We need that. Or if something happened to your parents, to be able to have the time to be with them, or a sibling, family leave It is important. Again, that goes back to the quality of life. It goes back to what the definition of wealth is. But these people who don't give a care because they ain't got to worry about that because they work in the type of job where they can take off at their leisure when they need to, when they want to, and also when they need to. And they have definitely forgotten about the masses. Lowering prescription drugs. Don't you think we ought to do that in this country? Yeah, because in this country, we pay more for our prescription drugs than all other industrialized nations. We have allowed the pharmaceutical companies to be God around here. And trust me, they are buying off politicians left and right. Bribery is legal in the United States of America. You can bribe a politician and get away with it in the United States of America. Hello, Senator Sinema. She ain't the only one, but I am going to throw her out there. So many others are bought and sold by these special interest lobbyists who only care about their bottom line. They don't care about you or your family or this climate, the environment, nothing. Damn all that. Money is their God. But we need to go on and lower prescription drugs. Allow Medicare to negotiate lower prices for life-saving drugs in the United States of America. So all of that stuff, the billionaire tax, we need that. Why in the hell do we got people in Congress sitting up there trying to protect and throwing their bodies on the line for the ultra, ultra wealthy in this country? Only God knows why. Well, you know what? I take that back. God ain't the only one who knows why. Those of us who are conscious-minded people, we know why. And it is because this system is absolutely rigged. And people who have more money have more influence. People who have more money get their bidding done on a regular basis. People don't bat a damn eye when it comes to standing up for these people and letting them off the hook, letting them run the show. That is exactly what they do. They do that. And God, doggone it, it's a shame. And we just can't keep putting up with this. So we do need people to be aware, and we need people to be mad as hell in their awareness. And even in that mad as hell and awareness, be willing to do something about it. We need to make some crooked paths straight. So back to, because y'all done got me off on a rant. Now let me go on back to this child care. You know, it's expensive. Very expensive. Many, many families cannot afford child care. And that is why it is important to have within public policy on the federal, state levels in particular, means to help families be able to afford child care. And then they back working. I mean, many families have to decide whether or not I'm going to work outside the house or boo, you stay home and watch the kids. I am going to work because if we both work, hell, child care is going to take all of the paycheck of one of us. Those are very real decisions that people have to make.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know, there was a good article that was written in the Washington Post that talked about, you know, the takeaways from the September jobs report. And what the article basically laid out is that certainly the pandemic plays a role. Not having access to childcare definitely plays a role because it's so expensive. And that economists are certainly predicting that things, you know, depending on what happens to right some crooked paths, things may get worse. Let me give you some examples on that. So the fact that people are making a decision, a rational decision, not to go back to jobs where their labor is not respected and compensated in the same way that it is a rational decision to have so many workers who are in unions stand up to their bosses. And so this is not a matter of, you know, there are jobs everywhere. There are help wanted signs everywhere. But people are making a decision. And they're saying, you know what? We're not going back to be abused. We want the pay that we deserve. And the courage of people to stand up and put their bodies on the line, to put their livelihoods on the line, because make no mistake, you going out on strike, that means you're not getting that money, is phenomenal, because it is serving as a foundation and a foundation for everybody else to have people who are just that courageous, that's standing in the gap, certainly for themselves and their families and all that they love, but they're also standing in the gap for other people who may not necessarily be participating in this. It is time out for us to go along to get along. Too much is at stake in this moment. We are enduring a pandemic that we have not seen the likes of for 100 years. So there are very few of us who were alive then. There are few, but very few of us were alive 100 years ago. And so our resolve is being tested. And everybody has a role to play. So if you are not a member of one of the unions that are striking, please support those unions. Follow them on social media. Find out how you can be helpful. Is it sending a dollar or two? Is it giving them a shout out on social media if you are there? If you are in one of the cities or near and around any part in the country where they are striking and you can go and lend a hand, go and do that. Because this movement of workers, whether it's workers who are saying, I'm not going to participate in a labor force that does not respect and love me and will not pay me what I deserve to be able to live a good life, or whether you're a part of the union workforce that's standing up to bosses and saying, oh no, what you ain't going to do is continue to underpay us, because that's exactly what they're doing. And, you know, Labor Secretary Robert Reich does an extraordinary job of taking these complex economic issues and breaking it down for each and every one of us. So I definitely encourage you to go and follow Dr. Robert Reich if you are on social media, or if you want to get a good quick college lesson about the economy and what is at stake. You can go to put Robert Reich in any YouTube search and get some of his videos so that you can watch those and get yourself up to speed. Inequality Media is his media platform, and I mean, Dr. Reich is doing the daggone thing. But let us not forget that even in this particular crisis, you know, the people who are suffering the most continue to suffer. That in this pandemic, the wealthiest people, like the less than 1%, continue to make profits while everybody else suffers. A stat that Dr. Reich puts out all the time, and I'm reading directly from a post that he put out recently. In 1965, the ratio of CEO pay to typical worker pay was 21 to 1. Today, it's 351 to 1. Can I go on and repeat that like we do in the black church and get some amens, get some hello somebodies? In 1965, the ratio of CEO pay to typical worker pay was 21 to 1. Today, it's 351 to 1. Dr. Reich goes on to say, that is preposterous. Amen to that. Not only is it preposterous, it is immoral and it is untenable. We are going to collapse, you hear me, under the weight of that type of unfettered greed. Just absolutely collapse. That is what is going to happen. We are in the second phase of the Gilded Age. Dr. Reich talks a lot about that too. I as well, you know, universal thought here. We are. And this is not sustainable. And the masses are going to continue to rise up like they are right now. The rising is happening among labor unions, and it is happening among essential workers, frontline workers who are just refusing to go back into a market that does not love them. It is also happening because of the pandemic. It is happening because the social contract has been broken. Hell, we're going to ask each other what social contract at this point, because the have mores are continuing to get, and the have less are continuing to be taken from. You know, there's a song in the words about God bless the child that has his own, because we know that in this particular society, because of the way that the system is rigged, those people who have keep on getting, and those people who do not have, they taken away. Hell, it's even a scripture in the Bible that talks about that. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Hello, somebody, family. We got to do what we can, where we are, with what we have. Nobody, and I mean nobody, can sit this one out. And so I'm asking you, I'm encouraging you to find some call, some mission, and do something. Be on the front lines with somebody. As the great civil rights, not only activist, but unionist, Aesop Philip Randolph once said, freedom is never given, it is won. And you got to have freedom. What does freedom look like? To be able to have a job that fulfills you and that pays you a wage so that you don't have to work 2 and 3 jobs. You know, it used to be a time where a part-time job was extra. It was for extra money. I'm old enough to remember that. Now, a part-time job is about surviving, that you got to have a full-time job and 2 or 3 other part-time jobs just to survive. That is not the way that it should be, and that is not the way that it has to be. Freedom is never given, it is won. What does that mean? That means that people's quality of life is important, and that those who are among the poor, the working poor, and barely middle class deserve, you damn right I said deserve, to be able to live a good life. How in the hell did we get to the place where we elevate those folks and say that their lives are somehow better than anybody else's in terms of being able to have a quality of life? That means quality of mind and soul and spirit. That means not crying yourself to sleep every night wondering how you're going to make ends meet. I had a mama who had to do that, you know? That means not wondering where your next meal is going to come from. Yeah, I lived in a family. There was a point in time in my life where had to wonder that. Hello, somebody? It's not dying, because poverty damn sure kills. It is not an easy way of life. And I've not met any person of their sound mind who wants to be poor. Freedom is never given, it is won. So that means none of us, from the greatest to the greatest adjacent, nobody should be sitting on the sidelines as the masses of people are rising up And we ain't got to have no fancy titles to rise up. All you have to have is a consciousness and a willingness to make a stand. Freedom is never given, baby. It is won. And so that is freedom to work in places and spaces that are safe. Freedom to be able to go to the damn doctor and not worry about having to go bankrupt. You know, it reminds me of a story that Dr. Richie and I just talked about on his show, Indisputed. That this young lady was went to the hospital. They charging a facility fee. You gotta tune in to TYT and watch Dr. Richie's show, Indisputable. But I mean, it was crazy. So she went to the emergency room. She waited there for 7 hours. Decided it was 7 hours too long. Left, and then a few weeks later, she get a bill in the mail for $700. She thought it was a mistake, called the folks. They said, oh, no, this ain't no mistake. This is real. Once you keyed in your credentials, who you are, social security number and all that, oh, we charging you for just stepping in the place. That ain't freedom. $700 to sit in the waiting room for 7 hours. Hell, they owe her money. But that's where we are. That's just one example of where we are in this country. Does not have to be that way. Freedom is never given. It is won. So that means we got to fight like hell every way that we can to advance the causes of freedom. That's freedom of health, freedom of mind, freedom of spirit, freedom on our job. And when I say freedom, what I am talking about is making a living wage. Freedom to know that if you got babies and they need to be taken care of, that we have a high quality child care system in the United States of America, and that child care workers and preschool teachers are being paid what they worth for who they taking care of and educating. Freedom means not being afraid to go to the damn doctor. Freedom means being able to afford your prescription drugs. Freedom. That is it. Freedom is never given. It is won. Asa Phil Randolph is so, oh my God, he was right. Was right on that. That's a forever thing. Freedom is never given. It is won. That's forever, ever, ever, ever. So I want to encourage you, okay, again, to come on, get off the sidelines. If you're on the sidelines, get off, because we need you. And for those of you who are in this battle, no matter how you are in this battle, I want to thank you for that. For people who are making great sacrifices right now for themselves and for their loved ones, I want to thank you, because that has a ripple effect to everybody else. We are all connected some way, some form, some fashion. And if you didn't understand that before the pandemic, hopefully you got a clue right now. When the masses of people rise up and say, hell no, we ain't going to take it no more, that is when the change is going to happen. And that is why you right there, you are needed. Underscore, underline, bold. You are needed. So do what you can, whatever you can, where you are, with what you have, to be the change that you want to see in the world. And guess what? Sometimes we are going to fight battles where, when the victory is won, we don't reap any of the benefit. But a connection to that particular truism is that there are many people from different walks of life who came before us, who fought battles that they didn't get a chance to reap the benefits from their fight. And those of you who have been on this journey with me from afar and close up, you know that I always hasten back to Black history as a marker to know that there were generations of my ancestors, our ancestors, and some of those elders are walking here on this earth right now still. But the ancestors who fought battles for a type of freedom that they did not get to enjoy. And so you don't have to be African American to understand the morality and the humanity in those kinds of stories and those kind of fights. I want you to use that history to fuel your tenacity, to fuel and to spark your willingness to keep going. There is something about having a spirit of perseverance. There is something about not getting weary in well-doing. There is something about that. And baby, that's universal. Because human pain and human suffering is something that connects us all. Now, some of us can suffer deeper than others. And many of us suffer in different ways. But suffering is something that is a part of the human experience. And some of this shit does not have to go down like this. Poverty is a policy choice. And we can make new choices in these United States of America. So we're going to keep on pushing. Pay the people what they deserve. That's how I started this conversation. Pay the people what they deserve. Good God Almighty. All right, I'm sending love, 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 love. I want us to keep the faith, baby, and keep the fight. Remember the words of Asa Philo Randolph. Freedom is never given. It is won. So let's get out there and get to winning our freedom.
Hello Somebody is a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.